Tuscaloosa and opened fire, 'cause we were born into a cult. The trembling palm of my hand and the backhanded compliments land on your tan lines. Oh, your tan lines glow out, the petroleum caught in our glands, all our teeth falling out. Oh my God, your tan lines. Oh, your tan. Feeling worse, declaring amnesty, keeping heads together, asylum seekers in a laundromat at night. We're holding court, kept a catchment on display against the weather, a subtle ploy to keep the deal intact. U.S. rain, trembling palm of my hand, backhanded compliments stand on your land.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back again to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Tan Line Debris by Emperor X. Before that, we heard Weird Nightmare with their track Where I Belong. And at the top, we heard The Real Mackenzies, I Want to Eat Sardines with Your Mother.
Okay, I don't know why, but for some reason I got a lot of news today about the Rockies. So I have another Rockies wildlife story to share.
Okay.
Which is that the article is from the CBC and is titled Rural Municipalities Call on Alberta Government to Open Grizzly Bear Hunt.
Boo!
This is by Amir Saeed. And I gotta say, Alberta municipalities, boo! What are you talking about? I don't understand where they're coming from. Basically, they're coming from they're having more bear-human interactions, to which I say, run away.
or move. If you don't want to see grizzly bears, don't live in Alberta.
Yeah. And grizzly bears are still on the, at-risk species list.
Yep.
They have no data right now for how their numbers have improved since the last time they did a count, which was in the 2010s sometimes, but they think it's only improved by a few hundred bears.
Mm-hmm.
The people are mad, the municipalities are mad because the bears are killing livestock.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we want a multi-pronged approach that's we want to have better livestock protection and education, and also we want to be able to kill them. And the government's how about you have the first two things and not the third thing? We will see. There is ways to kill grizzly bears right now. Basically, the government will still kill them if they're being problem bears or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And indigenous groups are allowed to kill them, and sometimes they get hit by cars, and then you can say, well, whoopsie-daisies.
And also, a lot of the time, ranchers or hunters will just kill them and then just not tell anybody, you know?
Yeah. So this is true. So I hope that they don't succeed in pushing the Alberta government, because there's not that many bears. I feel like we're not at the point where we need to do open season on these bears.
It's ridiculous.
And also, the article's talking about how bears give birth, really slowly.
Of course.
They don't give birth until they're, 7 years old or something, and then only every 3 to 5 years
Yeah, and they have, one or two.
Yeah, so this is not good. No bueno. Yeah. Stop shooting them. Like, I don't know.
I've been reading this, like, book about, like, the reintroduction of, like, wolves into Yellowstone, which is very cool.
Is it called The Wolf?
Yeah, it's called The Wolf. It's a lot of fun. And, like, they talk to both, like, the researchers and, like, the hunters or, like, ranchers nearby who hate these wolves. Because they either are eating the elk or eating, like, the sheep. The locals nearby have a saying, which is shoot, shovel, shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, like, basically the only people who get caught for this are the people who, like, go to the bar and brag that they killed wolves and then, like, go to jail because they're on the endangered species list.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Stop killing stuff. I don't know. Like, I guess, well, okay, you know what, I'm gonna get on my high horse for a second and say this. I'm saying no more ranching, because I personally don't eat meat, really, so, like,
I have more respect for the hunters than I do the ranchers.
I'm like, you know how people are like, no, oh my god, like, we can't, like, kill animals, but then they, like, eat, you know, cows and pigs, whatever. I don't eat cows and pigs, so I'm gonna say, stop ranching animals. Let's let the grizzly bears go wherever they want. Like, I don't know, move into a city.
And like these are not, like, mom and pop operations where, like, they lose, like, a couple cattle and, like, oh, sorry, kids, you don't get new clothes this year. Like, these are, like, multi-millionaires who have, like, 10,000 head of livestock. Like, they can afford to give a few to the wolves.
Yeah.
Or the bears.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like, the bears and wolves are hungry, guys. Let's share the wealth. Like,
that's
isn't
exactly
this what
right.
insurance
You're
is
in
for?
The bear's house.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, let's get some insurance towards the bears eating a few a year. Like, come on, everybody.
That's exactly right. Be a kind neighbor.
Exactly.
Anyway, folks, we've got some new knitting coming your way. This is I Want to Remember Everything. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Crystal Lake by Granddaddy. Before that, we heard Perfect, Smashing Pumpkins, not the band. That's part of the title. The band, of course, is Wednesday. And at the top, we heard Knitting with their track, I Want to Remember Everything. It is now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song even deigns to run. And this week, we are going back to a classic, one of the first songs I ever heard from this band, in fact. It's called Old College Try. This is off of Tallahassee. It's one of the final songs about the Alpha Couple. And this is the song where they decide to divorce. It is heartbreakingly romantic, despite the subject matter. They repeat, "I will walk down to the end with you if you will come all the way down with me." And when I first heard this, I had no idea that this was about them actually deciding to get divorced. And I put this on many a playlist that I would send to high school crushes. And that, of course, always went over super well. But yeah, this is a great, beautiful song. Of course, Old College Try means, you know, you gave it a great effort, but it just wasn't enough. And that is what they have recognized that they have done in this many-year relationship. It just simply did not work. And no matter where you look, housetops, gutters, ocean, shore, it's obvious that this is a wreck and that it has to be walked away from. Despite the fact that these two people are so broken that only each other, only one another can stand the other. It's sad that way, but they're at least recognizing this. In the next song on the record, they, like, this is like the one moment of sobriety on the record. The next song, they get drunk again, and then the whole cycle starts anew. But this is really the moment of clarity. And, like, if you love someone, let it go. And that's them truly coming to understand this. I'll leave you with some words from JD himself. He says, "You know how in some operas, usually not the good ones, there'll be some sort of guy that'll come out and basically tell you what to expect? Guy comes out and says, 'Well, you'll be seeing me, and I'll be divorcing my wife, and then by the end of the play, we'll all be quite miserable, and I hope you enjoy it and pay us afterwards.' This song is sort of like that moment from Tallahassee, where everybody is announcing that, you know, looks as though divorce is what's next for us, eh? Let's get everything lined up for a big, ugly divorce, then, shall we?" And they sort of look each other in the eyes and say, "Yes, let's." Here is Old College Try by the Mountain Goats.
From the housetops to the gutters, from the ocean to the shore, the warning signs have all been bright and garish, far too great in number to ignore. From the cities to the swamplands, from the highways to the hills, our love has never had a leg to stand on. From the aspirins to the crosstops to the Ellavilles, but I will walk down to the end with you if you will come all the way down with me. From the entrance to the exit is longer than it looks from where we stand. I wanna say I'm sorry for stuff I haven't done yet. Things will shortly get completely out of hand. I can feel it in the rotten air tonight. In the tips of my fingers, in the skin on my face, in the weak last gasp of the evening's dying light, in the way those eyes I've always loved illuminate this place like a trash can fire in a prison cell. Like the searchlights in the parking lots of hell, I will walk down to the end with you if you will come all the way down with me. Thank you.
Let's move to the country. Just you and me. My travels are over. My travels are through. Let's move to the country. Just me and you. A goat and a monkey. A mule and a flea. Let's move to the country. Just you and me. Let's start a. Let's have a.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard In Real Life by Sparkle Blood. Before that, we heard Smog with their track Let's Move to the Country. And at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats, Old College Try.
Okay, I have a very funny follow-up. I don't know if everyone remembers from the Olympics, but our men's and women's curling team got in trouble for cheating.
Yeah, they're cheaters.
Officially, but all the other countries were like, you guys are cheaters. You need to stop cheating.
They were very obviously cheating.
Yeah, so now I guess like Swedish media thought it was very funny that their player Oscar Eriksson was like accusing us of cheating, so like now post Olympics they've been getting him to like reenact how Canada has been cheating. So there's like all these videos going around of him doing the movement
like on Unsolved Mysteries,
where he's like touching the rock or whatever it's called, and then like showing how that little touch can like change the trajectory.
The feels when the Swede touches my stones.
Yeah, and, a quote from the video that he made: I'm not taking anything away from the fact that they are good curlers, but I wish they had just chosen to play the same way that all other teams try to do. Evil, unfortunately, wins sometimes. which is just really good.
Yeah. The Green Goblin mask was talking to the curling team of Canada.
So, there's a lot of, like, interviews in this article about, like, of different, like, Canadian curling club stuff. And they're talking about how it's normally a gentleman's sport, and there's not really... there's not really a lot of rule enforcement. It's, like, very, like, honor system. But now they're thinking, like, that they might have to, like, up the refereeing of the games a little bit. And also, like, they're not used to people, like, swearing at each other and accusing each other of things. So this has just been, like,
because didn't they have, like, one ref, like, supervising, like, six games going on at the same time?
So, anyway, the whole world of curling is turning upside down.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to reiterate what I said last time we talked about this, which is if you're not cheating, you don't want to win. like, you have to put everything into it, and I have maximum respect to our fair curling players for doing what they can to bring home the gold.
Yeah. Did they? I don't even remember. Did we win?
I think they might have got a silver or something.
Or maybe we got a gold. Who knows?
Certainly not me.
See how much we pay attention to.
See how much the Winter Olympics matter?
Well, also, we were like, there's astronauts. I don't know. Maybe we won some things with the Olympics. Anyway, sorry.
Who cares?
I don't follow anything.
I don't follow things that are boring and don't matter. Like the Olympics and space.
And space. Yeah, okay. Famously. Wow. Anything that brings countries together for a positive experience, Dean's like, no, thank you.
Let me sleep.
Read more about war.
That's right. Anyway. It's a lot of fun, folks. anyway, we've got some kids coming up. Not kids as in children, kids as in the song by Pup. Here we go.
Little ambition I've got. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks, and also goodbye, folks. Mm-hmm. Thank you for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning.
It was a blast.
We just heard Sliced by a Fingernail. That's a new track by Dry Cleaning. Before that, we heard Bones by Frog. We've been listening to a lot of Frog. The new record is crazy and a lot of fun and not anything that I can play for you, unfortunately, but check it out. And at the top, we heard Kids by Pup.
Bones, Frog, Kids, Pup. All right.
That's exactly right.
We love one-words, single-word
things. Right, getting right to the point.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us this Tuesday. It's been a blast. We'll be right with you next Tuesday with a whole slew of new indie tracks for you to ponder.
Yeah. Have a good spring.
Yeah, enjoy the actually nice weather for a change.
Well, maybe it's raining as this air settles.
Yeah, well, even rain is better than snow. No, we're taking it.
That's not true for me.
That is so true.
No, I don't like the rain.
Hope you had a great long weekend. We're going to leave you with some Arlo Parks, a new track by them called Beams. And at the very bottom, Chicago, Sufjan Stevens, to end us out. Have a great day.
We were sobering up on a stranger's stairs, looking all the shots of Hollywood. So dark when I told you square, I was suicidal in Brazil. I know it's not a way to treat people you love, you love. I know it's not a way to treat people you love, people you
things go, all things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know, we sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind, I made a lot of mistakes. For freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go.
All things go, all things Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the lead single from Rust Pump's debut eponymous EP. The song Drool Again stands out as the lead track, blending classic rock influences with a modern edge, while the song's use of seventh chords creates a melancholic, dreamy atmosphere that mirrors its exploration of a couple seeking relief through substance use. Both intimate and dynamic, Drool Again has become a favorite of the band and a lasting highlight of their sound. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Drool Again by Rust Pump on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.